Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host, Zane. And if you missed last episode, we predicted our AFC North. So go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm good. You know, I'm excited. We got two episodes in a row. All right, that's a start, right, guys? We're back. Back like we never left. Again, apologize for the hiatus. I do want to fix something about my rankings because it was brought to my attention. The Browns, I actually need to put a little higher, just record-wise. They're still last, but record-wise, I think they probably go closer to 9-8 than they do 7-10. I forgot their defense was as good as it was. They kind of didn't really lose any pieces. They got a little better. That's all I'm going to say about them because we're doing the NFC North today. So was there any really news lately, like since we last met?
I got a report today that on my phone that said Brandon Ayuk got accepted for a... Okay, here it is. The Browns and 49ers agreed to send Brandon Ayuk to Cleveland in exchange for Amari Cooper and a second and fifth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen it. It could have been out there, but...
Yeah, that's basically anything with the Browns. Like, that pretty much finishes that off. But that's a crazy trade.
Yeah, I mean, would you've accepted that?
I would have accepted if I'm the Niners. That's way too much if I'm the Browns.
Yeah. You're losing your star receiver.
A second-round pick and a fifth. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you got to pay the guy.
I mean, I guess they're only how the Browns are thinking about it is, like, he's younger than Amari Cooper.
Yeah, and then they just have too many route runners. Like, that's what their whole thing right now is. They have three route runners. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, I'm not either. If he goes to the Browns, I'd be upset. Well, he's not, because he said no to him.
The deal would have been accepted if he wanted to go there. So, that's my thought process. I think he just wants to be a Steeler.
Hey, dude, he fits the role as a Pittsburgh Steeler receiver.
Yeah,
have a couple good years, get upset, want to go to a different team, make it a big deal. You are a Steeler legend if you do that. Like, you have to come to Pittsburgh.
Now, was there any NFC North news? I think the Vikings did a trade with Dallas. With Andrew.
Oh, Brown, yeah, for a corner. Yeah,
that wasn't that big a deal. Jordan Love's looked good. Detroit's looking good. Jameson Williams apparently looks great at camp. Caleb Williams is making Caleb Williams throws. I don't know. There's not been much. There's been, like, little slight things. I don't feel like there's been anything major.
Yeah, I can't think of any big news. This division right here is very similar, somewhat similar to the AFC North.
Very competitive.
Very competitive. Yeah. And that one team could still be pretty good.
Yes, I agree. Do you want to start it out, or do you want me to start it out?
Yeah, I started last episode. You can start this episode.
Yeah, okay. So, Chicago Bears, I think they're a good team. I think they'll do better than last year. What did they end up with last year? What was the record?
I think they were one or two games above under 500.
Okay. Yeah, I think that sounds about right. I just couldn't remember. They were 7-10 last year. Okay, so Caleb Williams, obviously that's going to help them out tremendously. I could honestly see them going in, like, the 8 or 9 win range. I'm going to say, let me check the rest of the schedule. Yeah, I'm gonna say over under 8. I'd probably just to be safe, I'd say the under, but I could totally see them going 9-8. But I'm gonna say 8-9 just to play it safe. I think Caleb actually. No, I'll say 9-8. I'll say 9-8. They did get a lot better on both sides of the ball. Schedule's kind of tough though. That's what's kind of dampering it for me.
Yeah, I mean. The thing that scares me about this team is their defense. Like, they heavily improved on offense. Like, I'm not too worried about their offense, but their defense is still worrisome, in my opinion. And, I mean, I think this team can be good, but it comes down to how good Caleb Williams is day one. And Roma Dunze, I mean, their wide receiver core is really good. And, I mean, I would put them around the 500 range because this team, I feel like Caleb Williams is the one quarterback that is able to carry the Bears defense. So, I don't know. I'm going to say 9-8 as well, because this team, and they improved on the defensive side of the ball too, so.
Yeah. Which, honestly, like, I might go do a run-through for record-wise. Do you want to do those for this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any more to say before we do, like, actual run-through for records?
No.
Okay. Okay, so week one, they go to Titans, come to them. I think roster-wise, they're better than the Titans, especially at the line. So they're actually going to be able to get their pass rush off to the Titans. So I do think they beat the Titans. I think it's a closer game, but I'd say they take it over the Titans. So they start off season 1-0. They're playing Houston week two. There's not much to say. They're going to lose to Houston week two, so they're 1-1. Honestly, I think they lose to the Colts. So they start off 1-2, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, maybe Caleb's not that good, but he's going to be good. And then the Rams, I think the Rams took a major step back, so I think they go 2-2 here. Panthers, again, I think they'll obviously win that one, so it's 3-2. And then they got a London game, and that's brutal always, but I think they take the London game 4-2, go into the bye, and they come back play the Commanders. I think the matchup with the QBs. Roster-wise, again, I think they stack up better. So they're 5-2. Arizona, 6-2. Patriots, I think they beat us, 7-2.
I don't know. That Cardinals game could be an L.
Honestly, yeah, I kind of scanned past that. It's just because this past year. Honestly, yeah, hold on. So I'll say,
because Kyler Murray...
Yeah.
When Kyler Murray plays... He's an MVP candidate.
Yes, you're right. He just hasn't been healthy, so I just can't buy that too quick. So yeah, plus this thing, 6-3 going to the Packers. I think they'll lose. I think they'll lose both times the Packers this year. So then they're 6-4, and then Minnesota 7-4, because I think they'll beat them at home. Detroit, I think they'll lose, 7-5. San Fran, 7-6. Minnesota, 7-7. Okay. Detroit, I think they'll lose both times. So, 7-8 here. Yeah. And then I think they beat the Seahawks and beat the Packers to end out the year. So they'll be 9-8. So, yeah, that made sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this team's very hard to predict their ranking, because I'm still really worried about their coaching too. I feel like that doesn't get mentioned enough. They should have just whole reset this offseason. Because I'm not a big fan of their head coach. I can't think of his name right now.
Eberflus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not either. I'm not a fan of his. I'm not really a fan of his. I don't have much more to say. I think he does some bad stuff, just play calling wise, coaching wise in general. But I think overall they're still a 9-8 team.
Yeah.
Do you want to do your prediction?
Yeah, I can. So going into first game, I'll give them a win here. Actually, and a loss. They start the season 0-3.
0-3. Okay.
Yeah. And then there's questions like, oh, is Caleb Williams the guy? Goes and beats the Rams, beats the Panthers, beats the Jaguars. Now to bye. 3-3. They come in, first, second overall pick, competing. Caleb Williams gets it. Not a big fan of Jaden Daniels, nor the Commanders team at all. Get a loss here against the Cardinals.
Okay, so 4-4.
They lose against the Patriots.
4-5.
They beat the Packers, beat the Vikings.
6-5.
Win against the Lions.
At Detroit.
Loss against the... What?
At Detroit?
Yeah, at Detroit.
Okay.
And then beats the Niners. No, loses to the Niners. Win Vikings.
Okay.
Win Lions.
Okay. They're going to beat the Lions twice.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I think... Yeah, it's an in-division game. To shake things up.
Okay.
And then loss against the Seahawks, beat the Packers.
Did you say they beat the Packers here too?
Yeah.
So they
Wait. No, they lose against the switch the wins and L's right there.
Okay.
With the Packers.
So yeah, you're at like 9-8, 8-9.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I think you were actually, you were at 9-8.
Okay, good, because that's where I was trying to get at.
Yeah, I don't think they beat Detroit twice. That's my only issue. I think they'll lose here on a Thursday night game.
Wait, that's not a Thursday night game.
Yeah, it is, 28th. I was here, sorry.
Oh, wait. Yeah, but right there it says 12:30 p.m.
What's that called? Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's the... Oh, wait, yeah, obviously, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I think they get a win right there, especially during Thanksgiving, too.
Maybe. I don't know.
Bears and Thanksgiving gotta go together.
Division kind of easy this year.
Yeah, I mean, we can move to Detroit and talk about them.
Yeah, I'll let you start them.
Detroit. My big question mark is like, can Jerry Goff lead you to a Super Bowl? And in my opinion, I just don't trust Jared Goff enough. I feel like he's a very system quarterback. He's in a really good system. He's in a really good system right now, so it's going to make him look a lot better than he is. And I'm not saying Jerry Goff is bad. I'm not saying that at all. But him leading you to a Super Bowl, that's just hard to believe.
I mean, he's done it before, so it's not like it's hard to
believe. Yeah, but the Rams' defense was incredible that year. They had Todd Gurley.
Lions' defense this year.
I wouldn't say incredible. A lot better. Definitely a lot better. But I don't think this division's going to be like I don't think this is Detroit to division yet. Because the Packers are a sleeper team. Or not a sleeper, but like a sleeper to win this. I mean, not really, but... I'm just very... I think Jerry Goff can lead you to the conference game. I don't think he can lead you all the way to a Super Bowl.
Maybe not.
But they did improve on defense. So that really helps them too.
Yeah. Do you want to do your prediction first and then I'll go, or do you want
to... Oh, yeah. Here you go. You can do yours because I'm still thinking about it.
Okay. Yeah, so for me, I think they take the division kind of like how the Ravens take it for the AFC. So I actually think they finish with the same record with 12-5. I think they have an easy enough schedule where that's pretty possible, but hard enough so that they lose, you know, a few games in there. I think Goff is a close to top 10 quarterback. He might not win you a Super Bowl like you mentioned, but he'll get you a deep playoff run, at least. I think their offense is electric. I love both their running backs. I love their O-line, their wide receiver core. If Jameson Williams steps up, they're fine. I think they're set. That's the big if for this team for me right now. Outside of that, you know, it's like only a couple things I think could really affect it. Like the defense, I'm still questioning it with that corner room. You know, like the corner room could definitely be a big factor because they did draft a guy. So that is a big plus. They brought in Terrion Arnold. For anybody that doesn't know that, he was, in my opinion, and I think yours too, was like a top two corner in the class. So
yeah, he was definitely top three.
Yeah, like at least him and, oh man, Wiggins also looked great today apparently too. Whole corner group that should not have fallen.
Yeah, Nate Wiggins actually made a play today against, yeah. I forgot who they were playing, but
Eagles, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think this team is like a 12-5 record team.
Yeah, I just don't know how much I trust their defense though.
I trust their defense now. I think they got a lot better. And they added the right pieces to them, so.
Yeah, I mean, they have a good rush defense, but their corner room, it was one of the worst last year, their passing defense.
Yes, but they also added two corners this offseason. Three, actually, I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with 11-6.
Yeah, that's honestly, that's fair. Like I don't disagree with
that. Like I'm not saying like I'm not saying they're gonna be like bad or anything. I'm just I don't know how confident I am on in this team.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. Oh, so they added Carlton Davis. Okay. And then Terrion Arnold and Rackstraw, who I was a big fan of.
Hmm.
They also have...
isn't he... Wasn't he from Georgia?
Rackstraw? No. I forgot where he was from. The Georgia guy went to the Texans. I don't know. I think their corner room's good enough. I do like 11-6 though. I'm still sticking with 12-5.
Yeah, it like you say 12-5, and that's what I predicted the Ravens to be. And I like compare the two, and I'm like, I don't think this Lions team is as good as that.
The Lions have a better roster, but the Ravens have a better quarterback.
Oh, I don't know about roster.
The line, I think I'd. Everything outside of defensive backs and actually probably defensive backs and quarterback, I'd probably give to the Ravens, but overall I think I like the Lions roster on paper more.
And yeah, I mean,
you don't need to direct compare the two. Their schedules are different.
Yeah.
I do like that, though. So do you want to do your prediction, like, one by one?
Oh, yeah. Here, I think this is a revenge game for the Rams. Win at Bucks, beat the Cardinals, beat Seahawk.
Okay, 3-1.
Yeah, lose to the Cowboys, win against the Vikings, beat the Titans, lose against the Packers.
5-3.
Lose against the Texans. 5-4. Beat the Jags.
6-4.
Beat the Colts. Beat the Bears.
8-4.
No, they lost against the Bears in my other one.
Yeah, they did.
So, I'm at 7-4 right now, right?
7-5.
7-5, all right. So then they went out here, from here.
So that's 12-5.
Yeah. Wait, no.
You had them losing to Chicago both times.
Yeah. I have them losing to Chicago.
Yeah. I don't hate that. For me, I think my key differences are they win 4 straight. I actually think they win 5 straight, 6, 7. So I go 7. They start 7-0, everybody overreacts. They lose to the Packers. They lose to the Texans. They beat the Jags, so they're 8-2. They lose in an upset to the Colts, so they're 8-3. Bears, 9-3. 10-3 here. They lose to the Bills, 10-4 with the Bears. San Fran, 11-5, and then 12-5 to the Vikings.
So. Yeah, they have an easier backside of this.
They have an overall, in my opinion, easy schedule.
Yeah, they really do.
They got easy division pickings this year, and frankly, the Cowboys aren't that good. So I could see them beating the Cowboys. I could honestly see them winning not a lot more than 12, but being a little better than 12. But 12 was like, I don't want to say 13-4 because like that feels harsh. Like win wise, I'm like, they're not gonna do that. That doesn't happen often.
Yeah,
that's an upset somewhere.
I just don't know how much their success from last season will translate into this season.
Agreed. Corner room's gonna play a big part.
Yeah.
Good group though, but overall, I think it's gonna play the part. So. Chicago, we both have 9-8, and then for Detroit, I have 12-5, and you're at 11-6. I don't hate that. Okay, they play a lot of the same teams. I forgot about this game. Yeah, they picked the two green teams to play in Brazil. That's so funny to start out the year.
Oh. No, I saw that. And they can't wear green either.
And they can't. They can't wear green outside of the stadium.
Oh, outside. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll start off with the Packers. I think they lose week 1 and week 2. So they start 0-2. I'm going to just do a prediction alongside it for this one because I actually have no idea. I know positive record. That's all I know. So 0-2. They'll beat the Titans. They'll beat the Vikings. They'll beat the Rams. So it'll be 3-2, 4-2 with the Cardinals, 4-3 to the Texans, 5-3 with the Jags. They'll beat Detroit once. So they'll be 6-4, 7-4, 7-5. I'll say they beat Miami because they're at home. So 8-5. Obviously I said that. And then they'll beat the Seahawks. No, I think they'll lose to Miami. Hold on. They'll lose to Miami. So they'll be 7-6 here. 7-6 here, actually, with Detroit. And then Seahawks they beat. New Orleans they beat. Vikings they beat. Bears they beat. Maybe they lose to the Bears once and they actually beat the Dolphins, but they'll end up at, I think, 11-6. Oops.
11-6. Okay, that's not crazy.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be like amazing. I think they'll be better than last year, which is better, but there's just concerns in a couple spots, you know?
Yeah.
Like, corner room concerns me. Their tackles, like, their tackle depth and their tackles in general concern me. Running back only scares me for the part of every time a running back leaves their original team and goes to another one and gets paid, half the time it doesn't work out, so I expect half of these to fail. Now, I could be completely wrong, but half the time it fails, so I expect a couple of them to fail, and Josh Jacobs last year didn't look great, so this could be the one that fails, and their run game could take a hit because of it. Their corner room outside of Jair, I don't like it that like that much. Like, it's just not amazing. Sorry, Packers fans. But yeah, I don't know. I think 11, yeah, like 11-6 feels quite right.
Yeah. I mean, what scares me is, like, I could see this team in the Super Bowl next year.
I could see them not winning their division, but then when playoffs roll around, they win the division. Yeah. Like, then they win the NFC. And yeah. Hopefully, whoever's in the Super Bowl, hopefully not the Chiefs, they beat.
Because the NFC is a easier division.
Yeah.
Than the AFC. Yeah. So the Packers could, I don't want to say easily, but like, they could have an easier path to the Super Bowl.
Honestly, my and right now is the Ravens and Packers.
Wow.
We were gonna wait for the last one, but that's pre everything.
Well, last year I predicted the Niners to win the Super Bowl. I was one game off.
Yeah.
At the Niners and Bills, but I mean, this Packers team is really good. Really good depth at receiver. Lost Aaron Jones. Got the Giants safety. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, McKinney.
McKinney, yeah. Xavier McKinney. I think this team could be really, really good.
Yeah.
Which, I'm going to have them beat the Eagles.
Okay.
Beat the Colts.
Like it.
Beat the Titans. Starting the season off 3-0. Losing against the Vikings.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, let me ask you. Do you mean for them to be away or at home for that game?
Okay, yeah, I have not been looking at, like, where they are. I should probably do that.
Destination matters.
Yeah, especially division games. I'm going to have them start the season 4-0. Rams. Just a loss.
Okay. 4-1.
And then they beat the Cardinals.
5-1.
Texans and Packers game. This could be an incredible game.
It better be. Like,
yeah.
Rams, like that Rams Chiefs game. 2018, I think it was. That sounds about right.
Oh, yeah, that game was incredible.
That's what I need. I need out of that game.
And then Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Shows that he's better than CJ Stroud and wins this game.
So they're 6-1?
Yeah, 6-1.
Okay.
And then you beat the Jaguars, 8-1. Beat the Lions, or lose to the Lions.
Okay.
Lose to Chicago.
8-3.
Lose to the Niners.
8-4.
Beat the Dolphins, because the Dolphins can't win against above 500 team or in cold weather. Just had to diss the Dolphins there for a second.
9-4.
9-4. Beat the Lions. Beat the Seahawks.
11-4.
Beat the Saints.
12-4. Wait, 11-4, sorry.
Beat the Vikings.
12-4.
And lose against the Bears. Did I have them winning this game? Or?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't.
You had them losing, I think. You had them losing one of them. Either way, it's 12-5.
12-5, yeah. 12-5.
That's fair. I would love to see it, honestly. And frankly, Love was better than Stroud last year. Love did not get enough hype. Even in fantasy football, I'm looking at it right now, and everybody's like putting CJ Stroud round 5, and then Love is still like round 9. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to draft Jordan Love if I want a quarterback right now, because he had 44 touchdowns last year, and Stroud had 27.
They had very identical stats.
They did, outside of touchdowns, where
Love reigned.
I don't know. I just think Love got a lot of hate that he shouldn't have had.
Yeah.
He was closer to MVP than a lot of people talk, but it was between...
Yeah, Jordan Love had like a... I feel like he was talked about a lot last year, but I feel like he wasn't talked enough as like one of the top guys in the league. Because, like, they were talking about T.J. Stroud like that.
I don't know what I thought. He had 40 touchdowns. He had 32. That's my bad. But he still was over 4,000 yards. He had 11 interceptions, which was his down, which I think is what kept him out of the MVP race, was his interceptions. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would honestly be it for me right now. Like, what would keep me out on him?
I mean, I was very low on him last year. Now I'm pretty high on him this year.
So 12-5, and I'm 11-6. So my division right now goes Detroit 12-5, Green Bay 11-6, Chicago 9-8. Yours goes Green Bay 12-5, Detroit 11-6, Chicago 9-8. So we just have a flip flop.
Yeah, basically.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
God, we have not predicted a team to have a losing schedule yet, besides yourself.
Yeah, and I'll have one here.
Yeah. For how much we love J.J. McCarthy, I feel like we can't. We cannot have this team above 500.
I'm looking at those first five games. No, sir.
How much I want to and just say, J.J. McCarthy's having a Rookie of the Year season.
No.
I just can't. They could easily start the season 0-4.
I think they could start 1-5.
Or, yeah, oh, I mean... You never know what happens week one, so, I mean, Yeah.
I'll let you start this one, though, since I did the last one.
Yeah. All right. Sam Darnold will be starting, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. I expect him to be benched by week, with this schedule, week six. Yeah, by the bye week. And then J.J. McCarthy comes in. And then I think you have to have a really good system for this team to really work out, I think. Because I think J.J. McCarthy only had 1 year in college. And
He had two?
Oh, yeah, he did. But he is still very young, so I don't think this offensive line isn't too great.
Their line isn't really that much of an issue, though. Like, it's chill. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I'm worried about this defense.
Well, their defense is going to be why they lose a lot of their games.
Yeah, their defense. And then their offense, because you don't know what you're truly getting from J.J. McCarthy.
Yes, exactly.
Because he was in a really great system, so it's like, how are you going to figure this system out? I mean, you could do the same system they were doing in Michigan, because you have Aaron Jones, and Aaron Jones is coming off a great year, but he's getting older, so... I don't know. This team, it has a big question mark on them. They're not going to be great. Yeah. But I'm like trying to convince myself in my head, like, oh yeah, this team's going to be good. There's just no way. But I'll do my prediction. So, win against the Giants. Mm-hmm. Loss. And then bye week, JJ comes in, still another loss. Even the Rams, like,
Rams defense got a lot worse. I will point that out.
It did, but you still have Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp. Also, the Rams, I know we're not talking about the Rams right now, but, like, we didn't expect the Rams to be that good last year, and they made the playoffs.
True, and Stafford was hurt most of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to say a loss here.
Okay.
Beat the Colts. I can't even do that. Okay.
1-6, by the way.
I know. That's the thing that's, like, making me want to put a W on the screen. But, like, I can't. Like, physically, where am I supposed to, like, have this team win? Jaguars loss.
1-7.
Titans loss.
Really? 1-8? This is bad.
This is awful.
They won't take this one, but they will take one from Chicago.
Yeah, okay. Give them a win here.
No, next one. Next one. Keep in mind. Location. They'll win at home. They won't lose it.
Okay. 1-9. Beat Arizona.
2-9.
They beat the Falcons.
3-9 and an upset. I like it.
And a little upset. I think they had the. I think I had the Bears beating Minnesota. So another loss. And then
3-10.
Beat Seattle.
3-11.
Lose to the Packers. Lose to the Lions.
3-13, 14. I forgot to count one. 3-3 and 14. I don't hate it, honestly. I don't hate that.
Coming into this, I thought I was going to have the Vikings, like, be 7-9 or something.
I'm going to get 8. And NFC North, I do apologize, especially Vikings fans. We're probably going to get hate for saying it. The Vikings will not be good.
Yeah, in the nicest way possible, Vikings fans, expect to have a very sad season.
Yes, I don't have much better. Okay, I'm starting out pretty much the same. So you had 3-14.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patriots this past year, basically. Yeah, they'll have a top 3 pick and get an edge rusher or something, fix up that defense. Okay, Giants. They'll beat the Giants. I think they beat the Giants week one. They lose all the way until the Titans. Okay? And the game we're going to, J.J. McCarthy shows out and beats the Titans. I just wanted to... I want to dream. I'm dreaming a little bit. Okay? So they're like 1-1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
1-7. Or 8.
They're 1-7. They're 2-8. They're 2-7, I think. 2-8. Okay, so that was Titans. Chicago, they'll lose here, so 2-9. They'll beat the Cardinals, like you said, 3-9. 4-9 Falcons, 5-9 Chicago, and I think they'll end up being 5-12 for this year. That's my prediction. A little better than yours. I'm being a little more of a wishful thinker on them right now than I am anything. They could honestly lose to the Falcons and go 4-13, but I'll say 5-12 just for it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw their schedule and then I was like, oh no. This is going to be brutal.
It's an uphill battle. It's so bad.
This might be one of the hardest schedules this year.
It's like the Patriots this year. I'm not going to have us above 5, that's for sure.
Because, like, we got a sneaky game against the Cardinals.
Sneaky game against
Seattle. Okay. Yeah, Falcons.
Three home games. They're going to win 3 home games, like, ba-da-da-da-do, and then lose out the year after that. And honestly, yeah. Successful season. As long as J.J. McCarthy looks half decent, you had a successful year.
Yeah.
And then you can go and get an edge rusher, whoever that may be. Probably not James Pierce. I still don't think he's that guy. Or a corner. If you're 5-12 and you're, like, pick 6, let's say, and maybe 5, and what's his name is there, or Will Johnson's there.
Okay, let's say this team actually goes 3-14. Do you think Justin Jefferson would request a trade by then?
No, there's no way for them to trade him after 1 year into the deal. I had to explain that to somebody. It is money-wise, physically impossible for them to trade him at the moment. It would have to be 2 years or 3 years into his deal. He could request a trade all he wants. He's not leaving. He's just going to lose money. They won't trade him.
I mean...
If they end up with the top pick, they will trade back and gain assets from overall.
I guess it was smart to...
Apparently, prediction.
You said what?
I said they're my candidate to trade back this year. That's my way early prediction. Just because they barely have any picks this year, or this next year right now. But yeah, 5-12.
Yeah. Minus 3-14.
Yeah.
So
division. Yeah.
My division is Packers 12-5, Lions 11-6, Bears 9-8, Vikings 3-14.
Yeah. Mine is Detroit with 12-5, Packers with 11-6, Chicago with 9-8, and then Vikings with 5-12. Which, again, I'd say a successful year. I know that's worse than they did this past year. Kirk Cousins, though, I would say he's better as a QB. So there's your reasons. And their corner room honestly got worse, which I hate to see after everything that's gone on.
Yeah.
Yeah, outside of Murphy Bunting, I feel like their corner room is just awful, awful. I don't know if you said it on, but rest in peace, Kyrie Jackson.
Yeah.
Especially because this is the NFC North. Dude, I was so sad. You know I was big on him.
Yeah, I know. It's just really sad to see, like, a player...
You thought he was gonna be so good. I so believe that he was gonna be an amazing corner in the league. He had all the talent for it and everything. It just makes me sad.
Did you see that one TikTok guy? I forget his name.
Rico knows.
Yes. He was like talking crap.
I don't like to be that person, but I went off in his comments on him. And then I got like a group of people. And we all just started reporting his account. And then I guess he got, like, demonetized and stuff, because, like, now his stuff doesn't pop up on For You pages. And, like, his likes and stuff have gone down tremendously. So it wasn't me that did it, but I like to think I did, because I can't stand that guy.
Yeah. Well, Amari Cooper posted on his Instagram story that said, talking about the trade, saying... LOL, I wouldn't mind at all.
I mean, I wouldn't complain either if I got traded to the Niners.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, apparently Penix looked good today. In his debut.
I'll have to go back and watch these games.
Yeah. I do too. I was unavailable to watch today.
I'll need to go back and look at it, though.
But yeah, I don't feel like there's much more news on at least this division. I don't think there's not been much drama in this division, has there?
No, not really.
I was trying to look to see. Juju got released. That's not really this division, but thank goodness.
Dude, I want him to become a Pittsburgh Steeler again. A, because I already have his jersey. B, because I think he would add depth to our team. And then if we get Brandon Ayuk, he could be a third option or even fourth.
Yeah, he'd probably be third and fourth. He'd be okay. Like, he just had way too many drops at training camp and stuff. It was just getting really bad. So I was tired of seeing him. Oh, Jordan Addison might get a 3-game suspension at some point during the year. So that also is going to hurt them. Hopefully it's not in November, because their only shot at games is in November. Or really, it's December, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, wait, why?
Well, because he had a DUI.
Oh, wait, yeah, I remember that.
Look, it's not even the first one. Like, what a dummy. You just had one of your players die because of a drunk driver, and now you're going to go drinking and driving. That's just, ugh.
That's just crazy to me. That, like, that goes through your mind, and you're just like, okay, yeah, sure.
So dumb. I don't know. I hope he gets the help he needs.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I feel like that. We don't really have much more to say on the division, do we?
No.
Yeah. I mean, those were our record predictions for the NFC North. So, thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure, wherever you are listening, to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.